Traveler's Journal, May 1st, Accessing Automobile Museums. It's hard to overestimate the impact the automobile has had on America over the last century. There's nothing like the love affair so many of us have had with our cars. Apart from the vehicles we own, there are the fantasy cars about which we can only dream. One doesn't have to be a confirmed chassis chaser to be captivated by a shining finish and gleaming chrome of a classic roadster, or the throaty power of a race car. NASCAR events and new car shows draw huge crowds, but the U.S. also has many auto museums where we can gawk any old time. Here's a sampling. The Imperial Palace Collection in Las Vegas may be the world's most visited auto museum. A third of its more than 800 vehicles are displayed, with luxury cars once owned by famous folk, from Hitler to Liberace. Black Hawk Automotive Museum in Danville, California, just south of San Francisco, presents 150 of the world's greatest cars as works of art. The Henry Ford Museum in Dearborn, Michigan, features more than 100 vehicles, along with thousands of auto artifacts. Then there's the nearby Automotive Hall of Fame. The six barns of the Gilmore Museum in Hickory Corners, Michigan, house 120 vintage vehicles. There's the Auburn Cord Duesenberg Museum in Auburn, Indiana, the Studebaker Museum in South Bend, Indiana, and the National Corvette Museum in Bowling Green, Kentucky. Cleveland's Crawford Auto Museum and the Frick Car and Carriage Museum in Pittsburgh are two other classic car collections. For American Information Radio, I'm David Baer. Check us on the World Wide Web at www.travelersjournal.com.